The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We've abandoned our youngest child. Well, we dropped off at college anyway. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. No kids.
Yeah. Anthony, I love that you established that. This was such an emotional week. I'm still hoarse from crying. Being up all night. But anyway, we dropped our daughter off. She got into the college of her choice. She's going to the University of Arizona. Bear down. I just learned that. I don't even know what that means. But I have to support her. I didn't go to college. So this experience for me is a first as well. The line of parents to move their kids in.
Oh, my gosh.
The line. And it is hot. Luckily, it was only 11 a.m. because it got even hotter later on. And then getting inside the dorm, I thought, okay, this is not going to be so bad. We unloaded everything. And then Otto, her father, said,
why did you buy this 75-piece dresser?
75 pieces?
That her dad wants, that she wants her dad to put together. And I just looked at it and I said, my initial reaction was, no, I'm not doing that.
No, that was not your reaction. His reaction is something we can't say on the radio.
Rightfully so. I didn't even know dresses came in 75 pieces.
Neither did I.
What kind of dresser has 75 pieces?
It was the Lego of dressers
I don't even have 75 articles of clothing.
Exactly. That was the other thing. I was like, this humongous dresser for, she's just her in her dorm room. And I was like, why did you order this thing? She said, well, my friend is getting one.
My roommate.
And then, okay, so
upstairs.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, nice.
And I said, just eyeballing it, I could tell it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Ooh. Between the beds, it did not. But it fit under her bed.
Nice.
And after her boyfriend put the frame together, shout out to Dylan, the boyfriend. Dylan,
and he did bring a drill.
He did.
Oh, there it is.
They stepped in, they did it together. The 75-piece dresser is all done.
Yeah, dude. Round of applause.
I mean, I don't know how long it's going to stand.
But. It's 100% sturdy. Just the, I think dropping her off, like my two oldest daughters, they left home. See, she's the first. Yeah. Ava Matic is the first to go to the college of her choice and get in, you know, and just have this different kind of life. And it was very strange to leave her there. I felt like I was leaving.
This was your first time leaving her instead of vice versa.
Yeah, right? My kids left me. The older two were like, bye, mother, I'm out. Man, and they were very young.
Were you just crying driving away? That's what.
I've been nonstop.
Dana's been crying on and off nonstop.
Oh my gosh. And then
that happened.
I took so much video and so many pictures, and I was like, I'm going to make the cutest reel. And I just couldn't. It was just this one photo of all three of us standing and hugging. I'm still emotional.
Yeah.
It was just so hard to leave her. But at the same time, I'm so happy. I could
it's
not
be happier. Definition of bittersweet.
Yeah.
Now I know what they mean by bittersweet.
I don't know if the picture conveys that, but you know what? It's there, sister.
Just bending over hugging her. Yeah. And you can tell we're all in tears. And Otto's like, just this, he's so much taller than Ava and I. Pobrecita, she did not get his jeans. You know how they're that commercial good jeans?
She is going to have a hard time getting up inside that bed in the dorm room.
I got her stepping stool.
That's another story. Going to Target on move-in day?
Nothing left.
Cleaned out.
What was the last words you told your daughter before you took off, Dana?
I said that I loved her and I was super proud of her, and if she needed anything, she's on her own now. No, I said call me. Call me 100%. That we'll always be there for
her. There you go. Well, salute to all the incoming freshmen and college classes kicking off. Yeah.
I told her, don't waste my money.
Yeah, that was the last thing. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Today we're celebrating the fairy that might be arguably the most famous fairy of all time. It is National Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh.
You don't know my ex-best friend.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Laurel and Jeremy, she contacted us because he's going to the gym, which she supported, right? He's in this group chat with all of his gym buddies. Now, all of a sudden, it's just one person that he's talking to. And unfortunately, she was right. It went down in the DM.
I just moved in. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. Seriously? What are you doing?
I don't have to answer any questions. I'm not the one trying to meet up with someone else.
Have you been going through my phone?
No, I didn't.
But you did go through his computer.
This is the problem. You don't trust me. You made me move in, and now I have no privacy.
I didn't make you do anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I didn't want you moving in just because all your friends are married, and you keep putting all this pressure on me.
I think we need to talk about this.
I don't want to.
The thing is, I feel like Laurel is regretting all of this time she put into Jeremy. They've been together for years, and nothing's nothing's happening. You know, he clearly said, you made me move in. Sir, nobody makes you do anything. You're a man, okay? You don't do anything without willingly doing it. Number two, all this time and no ring? I'm glad that this happened because she needs to move forward and move on. He's
obviously not that into her.
He is, or he wouldn't have moved in. They've been together for years, Otto.
I think that sometimes men will feel pressure. I know I've felt this pressure, that you need to take another step, else the relationship's not going to go anywhere. And the moving in is easier than getting married, because you can move out of that. You can do...
Okay.
Yeah,
and it's not good, but you're saying that's what you've been through, or that's...
Yeah, they're like, my experience
you
is...
You never even lived with somebody before.
No,
me.
But I've had the pressure from...
Got it.
Different women that were like, well, where's the relationship going? I had one who was like, are we going to get engaged? We're going to do something. I was like, well, no, I'm too young. I'm not going to do all that. And she's like, well, we can move in together. I said, no, I'm not going to do that either. Damn. But this guy probably succumbed to that.
Well, okay, then walk away. Yeah. Don't string me along.
At the same time, you don't want to lose the relationship because you're not exactly sure where you want to go with
that's
it.
That's not fair. No, well, no, no. Hold on, Anthony.
You want your cake and eat it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I don't want to lose a relationship. I'm scared to be alone, but I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, but...
What?
A lot of people are guilty of that.
I don't think you went as far as what our man Jeremy did. I think he went in and was a little bit more manipulative because he went as far as to moving in with her.
And now he's talking to somebody at the gym.
And then on top of that, he's gaslighting her on the way out, saying, hey, it was your fault that this happened this whole way, instead of manning up and taking responsibility.
I think, though, the whole question, like he said, your friends and the pressure of getting married, that was the bigger thing here. That's what I got. I have a friend.
Yeah, that's
and what I'm not. I'm not gonna. I'm not going to say her name, but she is 37. She'll be 38 later this year. And she's actually quitting her executive position. She works for a major company and she's leaving because she's not able to find somebody who can handle her work schedule. She travels a lot.
She's going to quit her job to find a man?
Yes.
If that's what she wants, right?
What she wants. Yeah. She wants to find somebody. She wants to get married and she wants to have children. This is what she wants.
Why doesn't she just find somebody that appreciates what she does?
Because apparently after, 37 years, she's unable to. She's a woman who is very successful. She travels all the time and the people she's dating they say they understand it.
She needs to find a different kind of man then. She needs to upgrade
her
man.
Otto, that is up for her to figure out. She's reached this point and now she's going to find another job. She's already found another job. She's leaving this position.
And she's more than an executive. She's a human being. So there's more to her identity and who she is as a person than just
wrong?
Her work title.
Here's what makes me upset. What's wrong with her knowing who she is and what she wants? If this is what she wants and she feels like this is the move.
I feel like she's giving up a part of her to get something that
this is not
who
she is. This is what she does. Her job isn't who she is. It's what she does. She's making a conscious decision that this is not working for the kind of person I want in my life. So I'm going to move into another job. Do I agree with it? Is it something I would do? No. Personally, no, because I work a crazy job. Otto, you support me. We work together every day. You work a crazy job. You're literally traveling to China for a week to work. I support that. Not everybody is like that. Not everybody wants their husband working on the, in the oil field, gone for 3 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
You have to find the partner. But if you're not and you're willing to make a change, what's wrong with that? I don't judge her. I applaud her for having the strength and knowing herself enough to say, this is what I want. I want a marriage. I want a child. And so I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to get it.
I feel like she's giving up.
I don't. Did you have to make a change in order to find the love that you desired? And also, do you feel pressure from your friends and your own family to get married? How are you handling it? 877-730-DCS1. We'll talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, Laurel and Jeremy, not good. Been together for years. He moves in. Now he's talking to somebody at the gym, which is very upsetting. And she's wasted all this time. The woman wants to get married. He knew this. And now he's like, you're just pressuring me. What are you doing? It's been years. We have Robert on the line who wants to comment. Robert, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. So what do you think about this?
I want to talk about you and your friend. I would be glad to meet her. I can handle the schedule.
If she
wants to have a family, I could be the perfect husband.
Oh my gosh!
Shoot your shot, Robert.
As long as she's willing to have kids and have a family, you know what? If she's got to go out of town to go work, I can take care of the kids.
Oh, I love this! I love this! A modern day man. Let's go. Secure an himself.
I like the energy, Robert.
See, I love that you said that because Otto was like, Dana, I think she's compromising herself. Like, I think she just, she knows what she wants.
Robert doesn't want her to compromise
exactly.
herself.
She knows what she wants.
That. I don't need her to do that. I want her to do what she wants to do and have fun in doing her work. And I'm here for the rest of for everything else.
Robert, are you a hardworking man? Are you a good person? And you would never do anything to hurt her.
I would never cheat on anybody. I'm a hardworking man.
Look at Mr. Robert here. Okay, hang on the line. I'm going to call her right now. Don't hang up. Hold on, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This might be a little controversial. We dropped our daughter off at college, and she has genderless bathroom.
In her dorm.
That's good. That's progressive. That's smart.
Very progressive. Yeah. And I thought it was going to bother her. It doesn't. It definitely bothers her dad, Otto, more than her.
It bothered her, too.
It did, but she was I said yesterday, she's like, yeah, I don't even care anymore. It was like one day. She's fine. You know, I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't like the fact that she's going to be able in the shower and that some dude's going to walk in the bathroom. And I mean, I realized that there's curtains and I saw the bathrooms. I went in to go see the genderless bathroom, which had a wide display of female products on the
everywhere. And I think the females are staking it. You know, they're really.
But I just don't love the idea that some guy can just walk in
there.
It's
not a guy, though. It's a non-binary homie. Right?
No.
There's guys and girls on the same floors.
My dorms had co-ed bathrooms and co-ed living.
So there are private. Hold on. There are private. There is a women's bathroom down the hall and a men's bathroom. This just happens to be the genderless. And they do have showers in the men's and women's. So I'm not sure exactly, but she said this is the closer one to her room.
It was the one that I used the bathroom in every time just because I wanted to see if anybody would walk in.
Yeah.
And nobody did.
You're the only guy you're afraid of. You're like, what are you talking about? You're the only guy walking in the bathroom.
I did. I will tell you. At first, I was really concerned. And then I talked to her and she said, Mom, I just don't think it's that big a deal. I think you're making more out of it. Because I asked her like 3 times, are you comfortable? Are you okay? And then she said, and by the way, I have another bathroom if I want to use it. I don't have to use that bathroom. And I said, oh yeah, that's true. Things have just changed according to Otto. I didn't go to college. He said the dorms just, it looks the same.
Well, the dorms look the same, but I mean, the genderless bathroom is definitely different.
You didn't have that when you were right.
No, not at all. We didn't
Although I'm sure boys and girls still use the same bathroom. I bet that happened, but it just didn't have a sign on the door say it.
The school that I was at, there was a guy's dorm and then there was a girl's dorm. They were separate buildings.
There have been co-ed dorms forever. Yeah, I know that because my friend.
All my dorms were co-ed.
I've been talking to my friend Casey about college. She stayed at a co-ed dorm because I didn't go to college. I've been kind of asking her, like, what should I expect because of our daughter? Because you're not a girl, Otto. I'm sorry. I needed a female's perspective. Also, the way kids communicate, right? They've got so much more ability to communicate because you were like,
we were on campus and
phones.
And Ava gets a text message that somebody had gotten stabbed. And so that was definitely something
they kind of shut the campus
down. They shut down the campus where they're like, I guess it's over communicating because it was nowhere near where we were at because it's
doesn't
a humongous
matter,
campus.
I want to know. Yeah.
But I mean, it didn't make me feel better about leaving her there and her having to walk around by herself either.
It did make me feel better that they warned students to stay inside. Why would that not make you feel better that they were warning?
Because I guess you're right. There's crime everywhere and things like that always happen around college campuses. But it made me nervous. I'm nervous. I'm definitely nervous about her safety and the fact that she has to park in a parking garage that is, you know, a half mile walk to her dorm.
It's good exercise. I'm trying to see the positive.
I got her some mace.
Of all of this, you know, trying to see the positive.
Yeah, no, it's positive. I think automatic, more so as this bit is developing, I'm learning that the bigger question here is, how is Otto coping with his daughter leaving? And I think
that's the big part. It's because I feel like I can't protect her anymore. Like, the genderless bathroom, the half-mile walk, people are going to get stabbed on campus. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
It's a lot to process.
And you're paying to go there?
A lot of money.
What?
And Otto, when you were in college, nothing bad ever happened,
Of course not. Dana, I lived in a utopia. At least that's the way I like to remember it, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.